On Monday, both the Foreign Minister Cyril Svoboda and Deputy Prime Minister Jiří Havel received visitors from the British Embassy. But on this occasion, their guests were somewhat younger than you might perhaps expect from ambassadorial visitors. They were, in fact, the two 18-year-old winners of the Ambassador for a Day essay writing competition, which was organised by the British Embassy in Prague to encourage young people in the Czech Republic to take an interest in European diplomacy. Yet, despite their youth, the two winners had no less of a passion for politics. Chris Jarrett reports.
Since the Czech Republic joined the EU in 2004, issues of European integration have become much more prominent in the Czech political sphere, and discussion is likely to continue for years to come. With today's young people, as the next diplomats and politicians, very much the future of international relations within the European Union, the British Embassy in Prague recently played its part in encouraging Czech students to voice their opinions on the subject. Pupils from schools all over Prague were asked to write an essay in English on the topic of my vision of the European Union, as part of the Ambassador for a Day competition organised by the British Embassy. Having been run once before in Helsinki, it offers students a chance to experience just what an ambassadorial position entails. The British Ambassador to the Czech Republic, Linda Duffield, explains the purpose of the recent contest.
We organised the competition during the UK presidency of the EU because we wanted to listen to what the views of young Czech people were on the EU. That was the purpose of the competition. And we weren't looking for views that necessarily coincided with the British government's views. We were looking for well-argued essays. And the two winners that we selected from this competition really had some original ideas to put forward, one on the security challenges facing the EU and the other on the balance between political integration and economic integration within the EU. And we invited the two prize winners to come and spend a day in the British Embassy so that they could find out what an embassy does, the range of activities that we're involved in, and what it's like to be in an embassy in a European capital such as Prague.
Indeed, the two winners, Lucia Dufková and Jan Kužvart, both 18 years of age, had something of a packed day ahead of them when they were picked up from their respective schools in embassy Jaguars on Monday morning. They told me of their experiences during their day at the embassy.
We have met with the Minister of Foreign Affairs. We have met the British Chamber of Trade. We have seen how the embassy works inside, so we went to the visa office and seen how the visas are issued. So the basic idea was to get the impression how an embassy works.
I was very pleased by the reaction of personnel or of staff of this embassy because they were very kind, and I'm also pleased that we have an opportunity to visit places where we can go as common citizens, for example, Prague Castle or British Embassy or the office of our government, so it was very valuable.
At the end of the young ambassador's hectic day, finally came some respite, as classmates and teachers came to greet them at an evening reception at the British Embassy. Yet even this doesn't stray far from the day-to-day proceedings of the ambassador, as Peter Wickenden of the Press and Politics section of the embassy, and one of the chief organisers of the event, explains.
This is very much a typical sort of end of the ambassador's day, where she's to be found holding receptions, which she does probably twice a week. So I hope they've got a slice of life as an ambassador, and that it... too artificial, which I really don't think it was. And who knows, it'll have either encouraged them to consider a career as a diplomat or put them off for life. I don't know.
Peter Wickenden of the Press and Politics section of the British Embassy, ending that report by Chris Jarrett.